Mate, you just sent them in press conference, no complaints, the better side has gone through. What did you make of your team's performance tonight there?
Well, quite clearly it wasn't a good performance, but I am going to congratulate Lincoln and say how well they played. They dominated the game, and I would expect better from my team, as they would, and I didn't get it tonight.
What do you think that was down to?
Well, you heard me in the press conference, them playing well. I'm not going to stand here and berate my team, my players, because they're the ones that I have to trust and rely on, and they run around and work hard for me and play every week. They were great on Saturday and bitterly disappointed, all of them, with how we've played today.
For all injuries are biting into your squad, Adam Webster, the latest one, you must have still felt you put out a good enough 11 to see off Lincoln City tonight when you sent them out.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I thought the... I've got no explanation for it, Brent. Straight after the game to find an explanation, the only way that you can is then to sort of berate my players' performance. And I've never done that, and I'm not going to start now. So whether they were up for it more than us, you know, their crowds behind them, they're at home, they fancied it the way they played against us. And you know what, cup ties go like that, and you know, we may well still have got some, we may still have won it. But we gave such a poor goal away at the end, it was embarrassing.
Nobody could be critical of Tom, given the performances he's put in of late, but he must be gutted down there in the dressing room, the nature of that goal.
He is. He came in and apologised. And I said, well, that's all well and good, Tommy, so it's a bad ball, but it still shouldn't end up in our net. You know, that's organisation, and we should have dealt with it. So I'm not blaming Tom at all.
You made a beeline for the referee at half-time. What were you unhappy with in that first 45?
I wasn't unhappy with him. I was unhappy that all... You know, I get a bit annoyed when the opposition players get round him and they're in his ear. It was all about giving a penalty because there was pulling and pushing from corner kicks. And, you know, I just don't want them to be influenced by that. If we get beat, we get beat, but I don't want to get beaten by some sort of an influence by where they're in the ref's ear. That's all. That's all I said to him. Look, come on, they're all pulling and pushing. Don't be giving stupid penalties away.
Is this about as a result as you've had against a non-league side going out of the FA Cup so early?
Yes, absolutely. Worst, yeah.
Do you not think your players let you down tonight? That wasn't down to you, that performance of going out of the Cup, was it? Was it not a case of players not standing up and being counted on occasion?
I would never, ever come and criticise my players publicly. Lincoln, I think we're good. They've been better than us.
And of course, their fans were chanting the age-old thing about you're getting sacked in the morning. Do you now worry about your future going out of the Cup so early to a team like Lincoln?
Oh, do you know what? If I don't know. If Marcus, if the club want to sack me, then that's so be it. The fans are that sick of me, then, you know, that makes life difficult for me at every game. Then all of a sudden, when we win, it's okay. When we're losing, it's, you know, Mick McCarthy of football is SH1T, and I'm getting sacked in the morning. So there's nothing between. I've had wonderful support from the fans. I'm not going to complain about them either. They want to see better than that, and that was disappointing for all of us, and even more so for those guys that have travelled up, paid the money, and come and watch the dreadful performance.
You must be gutted that you can't get back-to-back victories. Still, that frustration, not being able to cross that line. It is one step forward, one step back.
I'll settle for back-to-back league victories.
Adam Webster, how bad? It doesn't sound like a good one. It's not short-term by the sounds of things. That ankle injury, Mick?
No, it's a bad injury. We'll wait and see. We'll get the full results tomorrow when they go and read the scan. But he rocked his ankle, and it's not looking good.